is Out of Africa with JPR. Music out of Africa, past and present, with JPR. This is simply out of this world with JPR. Good evening, this is Out of Africa with JPR, and tonight we started with Jeffrey Oriema, Ye Ye Ye, from his album Exile. This is one of the albums which is being reissued by Real World on the 21st of May. It includes the Afro-Celt sound system, and for African music lovers, Ayub Ogada, that's En Mana Kwoyo is the album, and I'll be playing a track from that at the end of the program. Okay, a little trip to Mali for us. I think that, we hope that the situation in Mali is slightly better, although I haven't heard very much recently, so we keep our fingers crossed. Ben Zabor, I've been playing some of his music before. He is from the Bo tribe, and it's a little bit of sort of Afrobeat mixed with Malian music. Sensebo, homage à Dukane Koita, from his album Ben Zabo, which is coming out on the 11th of June. I'll follow that with Mama Don't Ever Go Away. That is Mama Dinya Saraye, Didi Bridgewater, from her album Red Earth, came out in 2007. It's a duo with Ramata Diakite, absolutely brilliant. This is where you see that jazz and African music have got that link. We'll finish that three in a row with Kase Madi Diabate from his 2009 album Mandenjeli Khan, and the track Duga Jabira. Ben Zabo first.
Be polite with folks I meet. Say my prayers before I sleep. Mama,
mama, dinya sae.
Mama, don't ever go away.
Mama, dinya sae.
Mama, don't ever go away.
Mama, dinya sae.
Mama, don't ever go away.
Nina ye miri, adia na tiela, nina ye miri ala. Tobe nyombe, sigi nyoya. Oluma nyonlo jobe nyombe bara noya sirala oluma nyonlo tena muso e konyo sokono dinya oluma nyonlo tena dela kanyandeleke mama mama dinya sae
mama don't ever go away
mama dinya sae
mama don't ever go away
mama dinya sae
mama but go away. She said that little girls are sweet. She said I should always share my toys. That little girls don't mess with boys. That when I grew up I would marry a good man and we'd make babies. We would build a family and that she'd always be there for me. I love mama.
Mama, dinya sae.
Mama, don't ever go away.
Mama, dinya sae.
Mama, don't ever go away.
Mama.
Mama, don't ever go away. Mama, don't ever go away.
Mama, dinya sae.
Mama,
Diabate, what a singer, with Duga Jabira. Before that, the amazing Didi Bridgewater and Ramata Jakite and Ben Zabo. Okay, we move to Mokumba. This is a new band which I've discovered. They're from Zimbabwe, but in fact they have members from different tribes and different countries in their group. This is a track called Ndundule from their excellent album Rising Tide. I think they're based in Belgium. I found a little bit more about them. I'll follow that with Batidana. This is an interesting take on Angolan music. I'm not sure it works, but it's okay for dancing, I think. Alegria. It's a kind of remix of a very good track. This is on the Songlines compilation, also on the album by Batida. Mokumba.
Mama, go, 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 go,
You are listening to Out of Africa with JPR. This is simply out of this world. Certainly keeps your feet off the ground, doesn't it? Batida with Alegria and Mukumba before that. I really, really like that band. I'll be playing more of this. Okay, three in a row again. Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. I've been playing their more African tracks. This time I'm playing their reggae tracks. Remake the World Again from their brilliant Radio Salone, followed by Diabel Sissoko from his new album Kanabori Siama, Senegal Mali. Quite a speedy track, that one. And we'll finish with Abdelli from his album Destiny, which came out recently. My Heart Ayuliu, Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars.
It's getting from bad to worse. Getting from bad to worse. I run to Africa as an African. There is no resting place. I run to the east. There is no resting place. The west, the land of my own back. Rebel wants to take over. I run to the north. Fire, fire all over. African, there is no resting place. Jaja, you go come down and save your people. Remake the world again. devastated with guns and bombs, you see. Go to the hospital and see a woman dying from abortion. Children moving up and down. Some get no food to eat. Some get no place to sleep. Some lost their parents because of war. Whoa, whoa, as an African, there is no resting place. Jaja, you go come down and save your children. Whoa, whoa, prepare the wall again. Jaja, you go come down and save your people. Whoa, whoa, prepare the wall again. Children, them are the youth and leaders of tomorrow. Don't let them go astray. Give them your positive vibes for the world to be a better place. Jaja, you go come down and save your children. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Jaja, you go come down and save your people.
Senegal, Dakar, Mali, Bamako. Thank you.
Song here by Abdelli, My Heart. Okay, two back to back, and that'll be the end of the program. Yes, that's it, I'm afraid, yet again. Il Bambino Ippopotamo from Bambekiri, from their excellent album Bambekiri. This is a little story about a child who is being bullied at school for being black. And we'll finish with Ayub Ogada from his brilliant album En Manak Woyo. This is the only album I know by Ayub Ogada. I don't know whether he's done any others. I have never seen them. This one came out in 1993. Koth Biro is the track, and it's being re-released by Real World Records. So go and get it on the 21st of May. I hope you enjoyed the program. I'll see you next week.
Tu non la devi neanche guardare. Stai alla larga, Carboncino. Hai capito, negro? Hai capito bene? Sicuro che hai capito, negro? François era rimasto in silenzio davanti ai quattro che lo avevano fermato nel corridoio della scuola. Non aveva pianto, non aveva reagito. La sua pancia era stata ben impastata dai pugni. Il grido era rimasto amalgamato nel dolore al ventre come un lievito che si sarebbe fatto sentire di lì a qualche ora. Li guardava in faccia, uno ad uno, con lo stesso sguardo che aveva rivolto a suo padre qualche mese prima, al momento di partire dal villaggio. I due che gli stavano alle spalle lasciarono la presa, pensando di vederlo rovinare sulle ginocchia. Lui raddrizzò la schiena, per come glielo permetteva il groviglio nella pancia, e si diresse verso il bagno. Il ragazzo che gli stava di fronte si scostò lentamente per farlo passare e per potergli sputare sui corti capelli neri della nuca. Subito uno scoppio di risa, forzato, e la porta del bagno si richiuse alle sue spalle. François appoggiò le mani nere sul bordo lucido del lavandino di ceramica. Avvicinò il volto allo specchio, chinò il capo e cercò di togliere dai capelli il residuo della saliva che aveva sentito colare sul dorso del collo. Ora poteva piangere. I suoi occhi si accartocciarono a spremere poche lacrime. Un soffiare soffocato gli infiammò la gola. Riaprendo gli occhi, si accorse che nello specchio, di fronte a lui, stava comunque ancora François. Lui era il bambino ippopotamo. Al suo villaggio lo chiamavano tutti così. Nessuno poteva dire di non aver mai sentito raccontare del suo incontro giù al fiume con l'ippopotamo. Sua madre lo raccontava in continuazione, ogni volta che poteva, ogni volta ridipingeva con orgoglio la figura eroica e magica del suo bambino. François aveva solo 4 anni. La sua palla era sfuggita mentre giocava vicino al luogo dove i genitori stavano raccogliendo legna per cucinare. «Mi sono girata e lui non c'era più», raccontava sua madre. «François! François!» Nessuna risposta. Sono corsa verso il fiume. Ho visto la palla sulla sponda. Lui si chinava per raccoglierla e mentre tiravo un sospiro di sollievo ho notato quel gigantesco ippopotamo che stava sdraiato a pochi metri da lui. Non bisogna mai porsi tra un ippopotamo e l'acqua del suo fiume. Mai! Anche un bambino lo sa. Ero ancora lontana. Li ho visti alzarsi contemporaneamente. François si è voltato verso l'animale che stava per caricare e mentre mi avvicinavo per cercare di sottrarlo a quella fine terribile ho sentito che iniziava a parlare. Non capivo le parole, ma sentivo che si rivolgeva proprio a quel grosso mammifero e vi giuro, non ci credo ancora nemmeno io, ma l'ippopotamo è rimasto fermo ad ascoltare. Quando li ho raggiunti, François parlava ancora quel suo linguaggio inventato e l'animale sembrava sorridere. Poi ha salutato con la mano e me lo sono ritrovato in braccio. Così François era diventato per tutti il bambino ippopotamo. Anche nei villaggi vicini si raccontava la storia di un bambino che era riuscito, con un linguaggio magico, ad arrestare la micidiale carica del gigante del fiume.
That was The Hippopotamus Child by Bambi Kiri.
Mapu winja kofiro
JPR podcasts are available on http://jprpodcasts.podbean.com. They are also available on iTunes. On the iTunes store, just type in JPR and look for Simply Out of This World. This is Simply Out of This World with JPR. 2 hours of world music, weekly, mixing global styles, including music out of Africa, past and present. This is Simply Out of This World with JPR. You have been listening to the first part of This is Simply Out of This World, Out of Africa, with JPR. I hope you enjoyed it. See you next week.